next public hearing is subdivision 2005-88, Linda McElvain.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, by dividing 2.867 acres into three lots, located at the southeast corner of the intersection of Road 48 and Road 317. Just a brief history, this is a re-subdivision of a previously strip lot subdivision. They're proposing to take two lots and to create them into three. When the application was filed, on November 8th of 2005, the applicant provided us with 21 signatures that we're aware of in agreement with the re-subdivision, and that it's out of 40 owners, said he had 52% so he could proceed. And today, we received letters that the applicant's attorney mailed out, and we now have out of the 40 owners that are aware of this and had no objections to it. And we also had someone submit restrictions that's in opposition of the Morris Mill subdivision, and one of the restrictions was the property can't be re-subdivided. So just pass that to Mr. Robertson.
Thanks, Mr. Abbott.
Very good.
That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
All right, sir. Well, Mr. Robertson, I guess this does pose an interesting question. If they're
I will tell you, Mr. Wheatley, I spoke, considered this already, and spoke to Mr. Gibbs, the applicant's attorney, on this. What I think the commission should do is have the hearing, move forward on this. I haven't gone back and researched the restricted covenants. You know, what's been provided, it looks like it's perhaps a summary of the covenants. I don't know. But I will say that the county's interpretation of this issue in the past has, as far as I know, uniformly been that with regard to restrictions and how they affect a property owner's ability to do something, that's more of a private cause of action than something that the county gets involved in, as far as the county's not going to enforce restrictive covenants, and I don't think the county has the ability to do it. And it's, to some extent, it's even a practical question of whether the county knows whether those restrictions have been waived or enforced in the past.
Well, they're an infraction doesn't occur until subdivision is granted. So if it's a private action, it's really not our concern at this point anyway. Right. If the commission sees fit to allow it, then it would be up to the aggrieved parties to pursue their interest, would it not?
Right. And you'll recall that's consistent with advice that I've given.
I know that's what we've done in previous cases, but I thought it was worth getting on the record. So
no, that's fine.
All right, sir. That being said, is anyone here representing this application this evening?
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Robert Gibbs. I'm with Wilson, Halbrook, and Byard.
Mr. Gibbs, we're
not
familiar.
Gene Byard, and I'm not Dennis Schrader.
Oh, well, and we're
the other.
We're aware of that. We're not really sure. We know who you're claiming it to be, but Mr. Robertson has some concern about your credentials. He would like to know your bar number.
506.
Okay. He's going to punch that into that computer
right.
up there, and if it comes up clean, we'll
I'm sure it's clean.
Consider your presentation. But in the meantime, why don't you just proceed anyway?
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Abbott gave us a good background. I came into this relatively recently and had spoken. I'm here. Preston McElvain is here tonight. Linda McElvain has got some health problems, and so Preston has shown up on her behalf. They have three lots in the subdivision, and but they are all titled in Linda McElvain's name. You've raised the issue of the private subdivision, and we do know of one owner, the owner of the lot 30, who previously, I don't know if he still objects, if he may be here tonight, I don't know, but objected on the grounds that the there is this private restriction that says no subdivision of any lots. As a real estate attorney, I can tell you that it's problematic when there is no mechanism for amendment of any of the restrictions in the restrictions, and it causes a real problem from the standpoint of enforceability, because it literally requires 100%, and so things can happen. And as Vince knows, there's many instances where certain parts of the restrictions may not be unilaterally enforced and consistently enforced, and the question of the enforceability comes up. But I will say, by my count, maybe I miscounted. I am a lawyer, but not
a mathematician.
Thought we had 35 actually, including the applicant's lots. Counting. I think I gave a summary page in front of all the signature pages we had received.
We only count.
Current and prior consents was 32, plus the applicant owns three lots, was 35 out of the 40. Three, so I come up with 81%. That's a higher percentage than any of the restrictions I've ever seen that have even a supermajority provision for approval of a waiver of one or more of the provisions. So I did also supplement the record. If it had not already been supplemented before, it was unclear to me exactly what was included and not included in the file. But there was a Dell.no objection letter from June of 2003, and also Soil Conservation District's general sediment and stormwater management permit that had been previously granted. And this subdivision has actually been recorded for some two or three years. So they've actually been paying taxes on the three lots. So I have Preston McElvain here to answer any other questions that may be posed. The subdivision does meet the subdivision requirements. The lots are all in excess of 3/4 of an acre. And soil conservation did address a couple of drainage issues, and I think it's an application worthy of formal consideration.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. Okay, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Gibbs, you might want to step back up for a second there, please. Could you clarify for the record, you made mention that there's three lots there that they're paying tax on, but
that's my understanding. This actually got recorded. If you can look at Shane Abbott's letter in the file of March 28th, it was approved in August of 2004, and then the plot went of record. It is recorded in plot book 91, page 100, but it's not. As Mr. Abbott said, it needed a public hearing under the regulations that require.
Okay. All right. So okay. It was done over the counter, but it was realized later that you needed a public hearing.
It was done over the counter in error by myself. It was brought to our attention from the opposition. Apparently, they recorded it, and then once it was brought to our attention, we wrote Mr. McElvain a letter telling that we would not issue any building permits. We basically voided the approval.
Right.
So but with it being recorded, I mean, we can't go downstairs and take it off the books.
Can't void the tax roll. Yeah, okay. Well, that's okay. That's understandable. And, okay.
And I guess the reason why it was voided was that because it didn't go back and get the consents.
Not to resubdivide.
Right. Okay. Required by all right. Subdivision.
And that's been done, and we're sitting currently at 81%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right then. Go ahead.
And what size generally are the lots in the remainder of the subdivision?
I think they're basically the 1 acre and a little bit greater. I had a complete plot here. Let me see.
We've got it right
here. Here it is.
Are you looking at the whole the rest of the subdivision?
Right.
I see some at 0.89, 1.2.
All about the same.
1. There's a large one there. 26 is a large one. 1.8. Smaller ones, 0.8.
Okay.
They're all, they're,
they vary.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
No questions.
Mr. Gordy?
No questions.
Mr. Smith?
Question, was any part of this subject area that would be this created officially third lot, was any of that deemed to be set aside as any type of common area, an amenity, a school bus stop area, no pumping station, open space?
No, sir.
Questions? All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Gallus?
No questions.
Mr. Roberts?
No questions.
All right, sir. Well, Mr. Gibbs, you appear to have gotten off quite lightly so far, but if you would take a seat nearby, we're going to find out if anyone has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-88, Linda McElvain? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-88? Okay, if you would kindly come up. And
Drew Lyons, 24759 Peterkins Road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like two lots down.
Yes, sir.
Well, one thing, well, I think you might have covered that, but it was, when we got the letter, it said he was dividing 2.867 acres into three lots,
mm-hmm.
which it was actually 2 acres dividing twice to make three lots, is what he's doing. And the deed restriction, of course, you've seen that because he passed that out.
Right.
So I guess you don't need what I have here, but it says cannot be subdivided. And let's see. I don't know how he's going to get into that first lot there near the corner. I don't know how far you have to be away with the driveway, but that's a bad intersection for school buses.
Mm-hmm.
It's total from 8 o'clock till, I don't know, from 7:30 to about 8 o'clock, or maybe more than that. There's a lot of traffic there. So, I mean, that's going to push that driveway in closer to that intersection if he divides that up. And the lots that's adjacent to these are, he read off some, but he was going all over the subdivision, but backed up to these lots, they're 2 acre lots, and across the road is 2 acre lot there. And across the road, I think they're more than what they're proposing is like 1 acre lots. And that's all I have.
Okay.
Walter Heinle, 1 Whispering Woods Drive. I live just down the road a piece from there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm coming just to hear how you do this because I've been looking at some land. And I've been under the belief that when you have deed restrictions, I don't know if you impose the restrictions or you approve the restrictions with the subdivision, but I want to know if you're going to allow re-subdivision when it's 100%. This restriction here is 100%. It seems like 100 is 100. I don't see where 81 matters. It's a question.
Right. Well, and the answer to your question is that you actually asked a few questions, and I think I'm going to let our attorney respond. I was thinking of giving it a shot myself, but you know what? I think he probably already knows what to say. I have to make it up as I go along.
I'll try to answer your questions the same way you raised them. I think you first asked whether the county imposes the restrictions. They do not. They're a private deed restriction that's imposed by somebody along the line, usually the developer, in this case probably. Does the county enforce deed restrictions? No, they do not. Now that's a little bit different than some other places. I think even in Delaware, Newcastle County, and maybe even Kent County, the county gets involved in enforcement of deed restrictions. Sussex County does not. As part of the approval process, there are often specific items that need to be included per county code or pursuant to the Planning and Zoning Commission and the restrictions. Typically, those are things that are also in the ordinance, like the agricultural use protection notice, wetlands notices, things of that nature. But in terms of the enforcement of some of the more discretionary ones, you know, whether you need to put them in a restriction or not, or set of restrictive covenants. The county doesn't get into this type of thing, whether or not they can be re-subdivided or, you know, for example, the size of the structure that could be built on it. That's another thing that we see in restrictions that the county doesn't enforce. The county's just not in a position to enforce that. That's more of a private cause of action that, you know, one property owner may or may not have against another property owner.
Okay, well, I noticed during one of the other hearings, I'm terrible in age, Mr. Smith asked about deed restricting or restrictions on ATV use on the subdivision. It seems curious that the commission would ask to have that put in if they don't enforce it, if they don't care, if it's irrelevant. What's the concern? Why would it matter? Or if it does matter, if you do ask, if you are concerned, if these are presented and these are part of the approval, why would you then violate them a few years down the road?
There's another answer to that. Mr. Smith, I asked the question, and you know, certainly any of the commissioners can ask questions, and if it was determined that that would be a condition of the approval for the subdivision that the county wanted to oppose, that would or impose, that would appear on the subdivision site plan. And so then the county would be able to enforce it because it's on something that came from a county decision. As best as I can tell, and I imagine this may get deferred so that I can double check, there's nothing in the county records or the original approval of this subdivision where the county said these lots could not be re-subdivided. That's the decision.
Has that been put in the public notice hearing phase of it? Wouldn't that been something that, as the neighbor, he should have been notified already that the restrictions aren't county restrictions, that these are private restrictions? Because they're asking to subdivide something that they clearly knew had a restriction on it. I mean, the lot owners, when they purchase these lots, only an idiot would buy a piece of land and not read his restrictions. I mean, you know, and
you'd
I
be
know
surprised.
It.
Oh, yeah. Well, how many idiots there are, sir?
That's true.
According to your definition, there are many.
There must be, then. I agree. But, I mean, when you purchase it, it's the same as you buy anything. You buy what's there.
Right. No, and I'm not saying that, don't get me wrong, I'm not going to give you an opinion tonight whether or not that's enforceable or not. You're asking me whether the county can enforce that prohibition on re-subdivision. And I'm saying that the county's not going to enforce that. Unless, you know, as my research, I find out that the county imposed that in the first place. But if that was in private deed restrictions that the developer put on, then the property owners
after enforcing.
Yeah, you know.
But all my question is, then the last question would be, as the public hearing, it appears that you have half of a hearing here because there is a question of what does the original complete subdivision consist of? What was the original approved as? Did the original approval say no restrictions or not? The issue has been raised in the past. You know, when they went ahead and subdivided into three already, which seems like a total violation because they didn't get approval, and he said he addressed it, that he informed them that that was wrong.
Right.
But there has been that issue. It's been raised to have a hearing now without complete information leaves.
Well, I can assure you, if the commission feels like there's incomplete information, right, they're not going to act on it.
Thank you.
One other thing. Do you all, or just one of you all have the restrictions?
Yeah, that was.
So if you're saying the county doesn't enforce it, we have to go back to J.D. Smith's partnership and have them enforce it because it says they will enforce it.
Well, I'm not going to give you advice about, you know, what you got to do to enforce it privately. You need to talk to your own attorney about that. But
that's on there, too.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks. Okay. Is there anyone else who wish to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for coming this evening, and we invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may choose to just call the office in the morning.